The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London to get the British reaction to Belgium. Adam.
Yes, of course. I mean, geographically, Brussels is the closest European capital to London, and, of course, Brussels is also heart of Europe, heart of NATO, where the European Parliament is and so forth, and 2 hours by train, well, under normal circumstances, because there are no trains to Brussels. But the UK Prime Minister, David Cameron, he condemned the attacks as appalling and savage. And I have to say, nearly every European country, UK included, has announced extra security at airports and ports and other transport hubs. And the Belgian capital itself has pretty much been in lockdown for, what, pushing 12 hours now. But there are question marks about security. And certainly here, the question is, given the link with the Paris attacks...
Correct.
The arrest of Salah Abdeslam...
That's what I said earlier today. You're correct, yeah.
And also, I mean, given the fact that there were, I mean, it was a particularly violent raid last Friday, we're talking 4 days ago, and indeed there have been arrests and problems before, why hadn't Belgium raised its threat level?
Absolutely.
Why wasn't there extra security? And interesting as well, Brussels is full of foreign journalists, and it always is, because it's that sort of a place, and full of, generally speaking, foreigners who aren't Belgian and so forth. And yet, it is said by nearly every journalist based there, the European Parliament, for instance, has next to no security checks. I mean, it's appalling. And quite therefore, given, I think it's that per head of population, Belgium has supplied more people to fight on the ISIL side in Syria and Iraq than any other European country. Just wonder if maybe they were taking it a bit too lightly.
Look, I think, and that was the problem in Paris as well. I mean, it is beyond belief that we're tightened security. What? At an airport and a train station, in the light of what happened last week, and in the light of what happened in Paris, no, I'm sorry, there are people there asleep at the wheel. This inquiry into VIP child sex abuse, where are we on that?
No, it's extraordinary, this, because I mean, it's been going on for 16 months, it's cost £2 million, and now it's been dropped. And there's one headline here today that suggests this is utter humiliation for Scotland Yard. There was these alleged VIPs, it was said that there were politicians and powerful men who had been abusing children, and in fact that three boys had been murdered in the 1970s and 80s. But here we are, after this full investigation, the Metropolitan Police have had to call the whole thing off because they can't find any evidence of anything. Now, obviously, this comes down to one alleged victim, a guy called Nick, and you have to investigate those claims because they're serious claims, but boy, has it been heavy-handed. And the names that have been released along the way as well, which has been so embarrassing for those named, and then the apologies that have had to be issued to those named, it's been a right mess. And we used to get these things right. I'm not sure we are at the moment.
Good on you. Well done, Adam. Good to talk to you. Adam Gilchrist in London.